Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to Stagecraft, Variety's theater podcast, bringing you backstage and behind the screens of the hottest shows on Broadway, off Broadway, and streaming to a device near you. I'm your host, Gordon Cox. On this episode of Stagecraft, I'm talking to Bonnie Comley and Stuart F. Lane, the co-founders of streaming service Broadway HD. With theaters around the country closed for who knows how long, Broadway HD is one of the ways that social distancing theater fans can get their fix of stage entertainment. The subscription service launched in 2015 and now encompasses a catalog of plays and musicals from Broadway, off-Broadway, the West End, and around the U.S. And soon after theater activities were paused in New York and around the country, Broadway HD stepped up to help regional theaters like ACT in San Francisco record some of their interrupted productions for patrons to watch on screens. That's just one of the initiatives the company has gotten involved in recent weeks. And Comley and Lane, partners in both business and life, are in the virtual studio with me to tell us about their efforts to help sustain theaters and the industry, all while bringing plays and musicals home to viewers. Hi, Bonnie and Stu. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah. So Broadway HD seems like it's just the thing for people like me who are used to going to the theater a lot and now are unable to. Have you found that there's been a surge of interest in the service since the sort of pandemic closures hit?
Yes. Broadway HD launched just about 5 years ago, and we've
it's been 5 years already.
Yep. 2015.
October 2015. That's when we launched. Yeah.
So we've been working on this for about 7 years because we were 2 years of ramping up prior to actually launching the website. But we've seen steady growth all along. But in the last month, it's been, 20 times the amount of traffic onto the site. And so many more people signing up for free trials. So
it's really catapulted us into about a year and a half ahead of our projections. Oh. So it's been quite an experience.
And what are people watching?
they're actually watching everything. Hmm. They're watching, where Broadway HD content isn't really binge kind of content. It's not a 30-minute series. It's just, people are just going through the whole, Breaking Bad season kind of thing. Right. They're 2 hours of thoughtful theater or big, beautiful musicals. And so, but people are watching one after another right now. So it's a different, a totally different viewing pattern that we've seen previously.
But I'd say some of those popular ones we have, this is kind of funny, but Cats, and we had the full-length version that was captured live on stage and is much better than the movie version. It's been very popular.
Yeah.
And then the people who've never had a chance to see Kinky Boots has been very popular with us as well. And another one that was kind of is impressive, Falsettos, does really well on the website.
Oh, yeah. This is the most recent production of Falsettos on Broadway?
Exactly.
With Christian Boyle. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And before we go much further and start talking about all the initiatives that Broadway HD has gotten involved in more recently, for people who don't know some of the specifics about Broadway HD, what is it and how does it work?
Well, Broadway HD is a streaming site in the same way that Netflix is a streaming site. So it's a subscription on demand. So we have over 300 full-length stage plays and musicals available to stream 24/7. As long as you're connected to the internet, you can watch our shows. We have a monthly subscription that's $8.99 a month, or an annual subscription, the year-long, that gives you access to all of the shows is $99.99. And as I said, you as long as you're connected to the internet, you're connected to Broadway HD. We have Broadway shows, we have Broadway musicals, we have plays, we have West End, we have some, really terrific, production, from, regional theaters. So it's, it's great theater digitally.
Our mandate from the start was to try and, as best we could, recreate the whole theater going experience. We're live theater producers and I actually own a theater on Broadway. Right. And the live theater experience cannot be duplicated. But for those who couldn't afford to come to New York, those who can't afford the geography or the price of the ticket, love the theater and they love Broadway. And to not be able to share the best talent that America had to offer beyond the 20 blocks in Times Square was pretty tragic. And so when the popularity of theater started to expand into other mediums, like Pitch Perfect or Smash or My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, we saw a great demand for this and an opportunity for Broadway HD. So when you see a Broadway HD production, you're going to see the audience clapping, you're going to see them standing, you're going to see the actors holding for applause and sweating after doing a dance routine. And so that really makes it special, very unique and very authentic. Mm-hmm.
And now let's talk a little bit about some of the initiatives you've gotten involved in lately. You did one thing with ACT in San Francisco, for instance. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, no one knew that the country was going to be shut down just about a month ago. And so ACT and Berkeley Rep had reached out because they knew it was coming because New York closed down first. And they said, you know, we have these beautiful shows and we have the opportunity to go in and shoot them and to film them. And so, but that's not what these, you know, live theater companies, what they do is they do live stage productions. They don't do digital captures. And, you know, you can go in and do a nice capture, but then how do you distribute it? So they came to us and said, can you help us? Because they wanted to have these shows available to their subscribers that had already bought tickets. So instead of giving the money back and having to refund the money, they wanted to give them the show that they had planned on seeing. So we were able to, with those two theaters first, is to put their last couple of shows, they had like three shows, and we were able to put them up online on a separate part of Broadway HD so that they were protected within the passwords that we had given for those theaters.
And we also worked with the Rodgers and Hammerstein organization in putting up a free viewing of our Hugh Jackman doing Oklahoma on our website to make it available for those who can't get to the theater now. And we did that, and that was very successful.
And what are the shows with the ACT and other theaters you've worked with? What are some of the shows that were recorded and will they be eventually on Broadway HD for Broadway HD subscribers to access at any point?
No, they will not. And the reason is it's all with the underlying rights. So the unions, we were able to work with the unions to make concessions to have these shows captured for just a short period of time. It's sort of like a what is it, Snapchat or whatever. So it disappears right. Kind of, you know, like after a while. Right. And that's why we were able to get these good deals and be able to put them up. And the part of the challenge with doing digital captures, let's start with a Broadway show. So yeah. Stu and I believe with Broadway HD that every single show that hits one of those 41 Broadway theaters deserves to be digitally captured. And there's no reason why it shouldn't. And those should be shared with a bigger audience. And no one really disagrees with that. What they do have a problem with is what they call the cannibalization of the live ticket sales, which means that there is a digital version of a show that is available at the same time that a producer is trying to sell tickets to the live stage version. So it's not about digitally capturing something in a beautiful production, it's about the timing of they don't want it to be available digitally and to be live on stage at the same time. So that's where the Broadway piece comes in.
Is Broadway HD a producer as well in the way that Netflix, you know, produces its own original content? Does it produce the filmed captures
We've done over 30 of them, of the 300 that we have, and then the other 270 we've either co-produced or we've done some sort of licensing deal with them.
That's a pretty impressive number if you consider we've only been around 4.5 years. We've been able to shoot shows, whether it's 42nd Street or Hetty Feather or Present Laughter.
Kinky Boots.
You know, so we've been trying to build up our own personal library as well as licensing other shows.
But it is in the same way that Netflix, it's a mix of some licensed from other producers and some that we've actually gone after and produced ourselves.
Right. Yeah. And you've alluded a little bit to this, but what's your thinking for how, what's your philosophy in general about how Broadway HD fits into the overall sort of theater ecosystem? For one thing, it offers access to people who can't maybe get to New York or wherever the production happens to be, or maybe they can't afford a theater ticket at the moment or whatever. In what other ways does having this content available digitally kind of contribute to the overall kind of ecosystem?
Well, Broadway HD is a member of the Broadway League. We are an affiliate member. And what that means, and we take it very seriously, is that Broadway HD, in addition to being a great entertainment streaming service, is also a service business to the Broadway industry. So it means we're here to support and promote the live Broadway shows. So that was baked into our DNA from the very beginning, is that we were here to support the Broadway theater. And with Broadway HD, our subscribers, we found two sort of major buckets. One is the people that already buy tickets to Broadway shows. So those people, the $100 for an annual subscription is nothing. It's like, oh, great, fine, no problem. I spend more than that, you know, for one ticket, and that's if I'm going by myself. So there's the people that already go to see Broadway shows, and they love to see the things that they missed, or they want to see Phantom of the Opera again, or they can't wait to see, you know, Billy Elliot again. So there's those people that are just Broadway ticket buyers. And then there's another whole universe around the globe that will never set foot inside a Broadway theater. And part of that is geography, that they just might not get to New York City or to where one of the Broadway touring theaters are around the country or around the world, or they can't afford it. You know, or they live someplace, because even when a Broadway tour goes out, we talk about a big Broadway tour doing 40 cities. Oh, we're going to 40 cities. Well, you know, you've already missed like 10 states, you know, with that. And if you weren't in Austin for the 2 weeks that show went through Texas, then you missed it. You know, and then, as I said, they add the rest of the world to that. And Broadway is a luxury brand that is recognized around the globe. People know exactly what Broadway is. So you don't have to sell them on that. You just have to give them access to it. And what Broadway HD did was open that up. So we've eliminated the barriers of geography, of economics, and of any sort of physical limitations, because there's people that were, you know, that look at who the Broadway audience has been since Broadway, the whole, you know, since the statistics have been kept on Broadway. It's an older, you know, over 40 demographic. And those people, if we're lucky enough to live long enough, we become disabled. We become disabled in either mobility or sight or hearing. And Broadway HD can fill that by, we have closed captions. You can put it on your big screen TV and you can watch it in your living room, or anywhere that you've got your tablet. You can sit in bed and watch it. Right.
And then as it happens, because of the times we live in, Broadway HD has been saddled now with the responsibility of keeping the spirit of live theater alive. We are we have over 300 shows now that we've captured that we can share that kind of experience with the audience at large. This is something that is very special until Broadway gets back on its feet again. I want to keep people excited about Broadway theater. I want them excited about whether it's Arthur Miller or Andrew Lloyd Webber. You got to keep that spirit going. And I think you see that a lot now with a lot of actors and performers now doing songs from their apartment and trying to share their talent. And I think we have to maintain that. That's part of our responsibility.
But I think that, you know, with this, you know, this tragic situation that we're all in. I mean, so often in our last, you know, 5 years that we've been doing Broadway HD, you know, people have said, well, you know, if people can see it online, are they going to want to go see it again? Are they going to want to go see it in person? And I think now more than ever, when people cannot get inside of a theater, watching it is increasing the appetite to go back and see it. Because we've always heard those comments when people are watching the digital version. You know, I don't think we gave audiences enough credit. It was like, oh, if they watch the digital, they're not going to buy a ticket. And I think we're finding the absolute opposite to be the case, is that people are watching this and saying, oh my God, I can't wait to get into a theater and sit next to somebody, you know, a whole 1500, you know, strangers in a theater with our heart beating at the same time and, you know, and watching this same experience at the same time. I think there's that, you know, need to gather, and you feel it when you watch digital captures, and you don't feel it when you watch a movie.
I'll be back with more on Broadway HD right after the break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
And now here's more with Bonnie Comley and Stuart Lane of Broadway HD.
What have you found over the last, as you're heading toward your 5-year birthday with Broadway HD, what have been sort of the biggest challenges to growing the business?
You know, I think it's actually, you know, there's challenges that remain there. You know, going in with cameras and filming or, you know, videotaping or whatever you want to call it. I mean, now they call it digital capture. And we joke about that, saying it sounds like you wrestled something to the ground, but that's kind of how it feels after you've done each one of these, is that you're wrestling something to the ground, because there's so many moving parts with each of these shows that they'll always be a challenge. And even the things that we have a lot of time in pre-production and we go in, there's still things that still, you know, more often that, you know, where it's a live audience, it's a paying audience, it's invasive. You know, you bring those cameras and cables and you're taping things to the rug and up the wall and you have trucks outside and, you know, it's definitely invasive. But we found New York just is New York. It's so unique that, you know, people in, you know, when we've had to move people out of the seats they have, we try to give them this, you know, the same quality seat or better. And the people that, you know, that are sitting near a camera that were like, oh geez, they're going to complain, they're going to say something. They are, when people come in and they see the sign saying like, by entering into this theater, you are allowing yourself to be videotaped and you could be in this show, but it's usually the back of somebody's head. But people are so excited. They can't wait. They're like, oh my God, when am I going to be in the movie? You know? So excited about it. So even with all of these things that are intrusive in the theater, they still embrace it. And then they, you know, the cast just gets even more pumped up when they know that we're shooting something that night. So the challenges, they'll always be something. It's definitely turned around 180 degrees for us, because when we were talking about doing a streaming platform for digitized theater, you know, as I said, we started this, I mean, Broadway HD is like almost 5 years old. So about 7 years ago is when we started talking about it, to put together this platform. And we were talking to other people in, you know, colleagues in the Broadway League. And, you know, more often than not, they would say, yeah, we don't really do that. You know, that's Hollywood. That's not what we do. That's not, you know, theater. We don't do that. And, you know, even up until like a month ago, when we were talking to people about it, they would be saying now, when should we do it? Not should we do it? And that's a huge turnaround. And it's also been now, because we've been, you know, plugging and plugging and plugging at people. It's part of the contracts from the very beginning of a show. What we've recommended is that it be standardized, that it be in the same way that a musical is, quite often has a cast album. you know, a cast recording, and everybody's excited about that. They're not nervous about it. They know exactly what they're going to get paid and where it goes, and there's no pushback on it. And we feel that that should be, you know, standard operating procedure for a Broadway show, is that a digital capture should be put into the contracts. And it quite often is at this point, is that people are saying like that it, the producers aren't guaranteeing that they're going to do a digital capture, but it is an option for the producers to do a digital capture as part of their marketing of the show.
Yes, Gordon, you know, jumping off from that, one of the biggest challenges we did face within the industry was that people were amazed we were still around 3 years after we started. I mean, I've been producing for decades now, and I've seen people try and convert live performances to the pay-per-view market on cable. We've seen them in the DVD market. We've tried to see them do it as alternative content in movie theaters. But that no one's been able to do it. It was the advent of the popularity of theater among young people and how they were watching their entertainment that Bonnie and I really were inspired to push forward with this. But really, the biggest challenge was no one believed that we could do it in the industry. You couldn't even keep a theater magazine solvent,
right,
that at a commercial level. I think there's one out there that TCG does that's nonprofit.
Right.
So the idea of making money off of this was an enigma to them. But now... Now the producers come to us and they go, please shoot our shows, as Bonnie said, and we want you to do it because they know it's going to be preserved, and it helps them with their residual rights as well, because it gives them something to show the possible producers.
Right. And you've both alluded to this, but you're both also producers, stage producers as well. And you have been involved in a number of shows over the years. And Stu, as you mentioned, you're one of the owners of the Palace Theater. What, as live theater producers, what's your take on where the theater industry stands right now in the midst of all this? What's ahead, and how has it affected some of the shows that you've been involved in? You're both involved as producers in The Minutes, for instance, which was definitely the show that I was supposed to see the night that Broadway shut down. So.
You missed a good show.
It's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking, you know, that we've looked at. I mean, you know, 10 million people in this country were out of a job in the last, you know, in the last 2 weeks. They're applying, they're, you know, spending their days trying to get onto, you know, websites so that they'll actually, you know, get money in. And I mean, that is just, it's just heartbreaking. And there's so many people, you know, within the industry. I mean, there's 86,000 people that work in the Broadway industry. And so many of them are just out of work right now. They're furloughed. They're on like some sort of scale down pay right now. It's just devastated, you know, the industry. You know, but we are, you know, believers in this art form. We are here at Broadway HD to support in any way that we can, to keep the appetite, you know, going, to keep the habit going. You know, Broadway is something that is a luxury. It's a habit for people. And if people, you know, you can, in 30 days is what they say breaks a habit. So if you don't do something, whether it's, you know, bite your nails or, you know, whatever it is, you can break that habit in 30 days. It's not part of who you are anymore. And if you're not thinking about theater, if you're not pursuing it, you know, we don't want it to be a habit that is broken with people. We want them to keep the appetite going. And we're not sure exactly. The Broadway League announced today that the shows are postponed. Well, they're suspended, I should say, is the term, until at least June 7th. As you mentioned, you know, Stu and I also produced the live. So we were involved with The Minutes. We had also done Lightning Thief that was out on tour. And we had a, you know,
the touring company
of My Fair Lady, yeah, that's right. Out. You know, so we have been hit on the live, you know, live stage production side as well. And we're, you know, navigating through that.
What is the status of those productions? What,
they're, you know, I mean,
not performing,
you know? Yeah. I mean,
there's just so much uncertainty because, you know, as the, New York here, you know, yesterday, I guess it was, it peaked, you know, so we peaked or we started a plateau, if you will, with the number of cases. But it was also the day that we announced the highest number of deaths in one day. Right. And it's going across the country, but it's not any real pattern that they can tell. So, I mean, it's just, it's just devastating. It's just devastating. But, you know, the Broadway League is a trade association of all the producers, presenters, theater owners, and general managers. And it's a, you know, it's a brilliant group that's trying to figure out how we reopen Broadway and how do we do it in, you know, do we do it in sections or layers or two theaters or two shows or three shows at a time, or do the plays go first and then the musicals go second? So it's a lot of people with their heads together trying to figure out what's the best way to come back at this.
And where do you hope to see Broadway HD 5 years from now?
We're going to be doing what we're doing now. We might add more live streaming. We did that, as you said, we made the Guinness World Record for live streaming She Loves Me with the Roundabout. But and we did about 10 live streams. But we found with our audiences that they really didn't care that it was live in real time. What they cared was that it was live in front of an audience and they could access it on demand whenever they wanted, so that they don't have to be there at a certain time was important to them. And it wasn't for the risks that are added onto a live show that we saw with Rent. Rent was that, you know, things happen. And with that one, what I'm referring to is Rent was live and they actually shot it the night before. And then the night of the show, one of the leads broke his leg, I guess it was.
Yeah, so or foot, something like that.
They ended up using the videotaped show from the rehearsal, the dress rehearsal the night before, and then they added a few segments in live. So, and I don't think anybody complained about that. If they had a complaint, it wasn't because it wasn't live. It was right. For something else.
Now, Gordon, 5 years from now, I see Broadway HD with over 1,000 shows and with a lot more productions that we've been doing ourselves. I think we're going to be going more creative and take on more responsibility and less licensing than we're doing.
Oh, great. Well, we look forward to seeing how it develops. And one last question for the both of you. What's your, Stu, you might have given me your answer already, but what's your sort of starter recommendation for people new to Broadway HD? Stu, you mentioned 42nd Street that you liked a lot.
Oh, yeah, because 42nd Street to me, and especially this production, epitomizes the best format of musical comedy. Dancing, singing, spectacular, funny, witty. That's musical comedy at its best. So that's a great introduction.
And Bonnie, what's yours?
I want to promote my Trailblazers Rail. The Trailblazers Rail is actually a row of content that we put up. We just put it up for last month in honor of Women's Month to highlight any underrepresented voices. So there's women composers, there's women directors, there's women writers there. We have a Shakespeare that's an all-female cast. You know, so anything there, I think, you know, I'm big on, giving the underrepresented voices in theater a platform, and it's right there on our Trailblazers Rail. So anything there is my rec.
All right. And that gives us something to watch while we're waiting for the theaters to reopen. Thank you both. Thanks for coming on the show. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, Gordon, thank you.
Stay safe.
Yep, be good.
You too. Thank you.
That was Bonnie Comley and Stuart F. Lane, the co-founders and heads of Broadway HD, now streaming plays and musicals on a device near you. If you like what you're hearing on this and other episodes of Stagecraft, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and you can subscribe and find past episodes there and on all the other pod places, including Spotify and on the Broadway Podcast Network, which is a great place to find more food for your ears to help fill these long theaterless nights. I'll be back with another new episode next week. Thanks for listening, and see you soon.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suf's celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.